Should school principals have the final say on new teachers in their schools? Well, there is a bill that would require that in the state legislature. It's being vociferously opposed by the teachers union. Joining us with both sides of the issue, Dave Powell, government affairs director for the Washington branch of Stand for Children Washington. It's an education advocacy group. And Jonathan Knapp, president of the Seattle Education Association, the teachers union. Jonathan, who has the final say right now on what teacher is assigned at which school?
The schools do. I mean, the principals assign who teaches what classes at the schools. The teachers are hired into the schools. In Seattle, we're a little different than some other school districts where they're centrally hired.
Dave Powell, what's wrong with the current system?
So in most districts around the state of Washington and across the country, the school districts are doing central hiring. And then if they cannot find... If teachers can't find it a match with those schools, then the district will force place a teacher into those schools. And the principal and the local staff won't have any say in whether that teacher is assigned to that building or not.
Well, force place doesn't sound very nice, but what's the bad effect of this, do you say?
So it can have a very detrimental effect on the school culture of a building. Schools, like any high-performing institutions, build a culture around a high-performing staff where everyone's aligned around the specific mission of that building. And if you have a teacher who's not a good fit for one reason or another, for example, they just don't fit the instructional model, or they've been assigned to teach in a very challenging school, like a low-income school, but they don't have the certain qualifications or background or orientation to teach in that sort of school, then they can negatively affect the culture and then also the student learning that's happening in those classrooms.
So Dave Powell from Stand for Children, what's the change that you support and how would it fix this situation?
So this bill would end forced placements by requiring every school district in the state to adopt a policy where principals will have the final authority on whether they want to accept a teacher into their building. So essentially they can say, yes, this teacher's a good fit, we accept them, or no, we think this teacher would be better suited in another building.
Jonathan Knapp from the Seattle Education Association, why shouldn't principals have the final say on admitting a new teacher into the school?
This is a complete red herring issue. People don't talk about the fact that the single largest group of people that are placed in schools, you know, what I've heard the rhetoric around this bill has been, you know, we don't want to keep, you know, young teachers with lots of talent, from being able to teach in schools and have to put back low-performing senior teachers. In fact, the largest group by far, the majority, as much as two-thirds of the teachers who are forced placed, quote-unquote, are young female teachers who have been out on maternity leave for a year or two and who want to restart the career. So, taking this step would be sort of the most backward step in sort of imaginable in sort of closing down opportunity for young teachers who are in the business, who were in the business and have left, for a year or two to start a family and want to come back.
Explain why you think that is, Jonathan. Why would if we let principals make this decision, why do you think they'll make the wrong decision?
Well, principals are, human beings just like anyone else. One of the things that sort of baffles me about this proposal is, why do we think that arbitrary power by one individual in a collective environment is the best decision-making model? Even in corporate America, which, isn't always the most progressive, everybody understands that teamwork and managerial skill around building a building consensus and building a culture and climate of collaboration and working together is the best leadership model. Why do we want to step away from that and move, back to sort of the strong man, notion of leadership? It's kind of a baffling development for as far as I can tell.
Well, Dave Powell, as you hear, Jonathan Knapp is baffled. Do you think this is putting a strong man, or I suppose a strong woman principal, giving them too much power?
I think that the first decision that a principal makes as an instructional leader and as the supervisor of an individual is to choose to hire that individual. And that's true for most industries and workplaces around America. And I don't understand, or here at Stand, we don't understand how schools can be expected to build a community culture and a strong school culture if they can't choose the individuals who will actually be working in that building.
Well, David Powell, has this been tried out in other school districts where school principals do have the final say over teachers, and how has it worked out there? What's the evidence that this would work better here?
So this policy does exist in school districts like New York City. It exists in every school district in the state of Colorado. And what we see is that schools are able to shape the culture of that building around a specific mission aligned with student achievement goals in that building.
Jonathan Knapp, what about the experience in other states? You just heard David say it's worked in New York City and Colorado to improve schools.
Yeah, I don't consider that, given all the scandals in New York City, that that's saying a whole lot of good things about it. You know, in Seattle, we have a longstanding practice and culture of site-based hiring where the full range of employees in a building participate in the hiring process. I think it's best for the culture of the building for everyone to be involved in shaping the direction of the building, and then you get better buy-in that way from everybody involved who works in a given building. Of course, the principal is a part of that process, but so are teachers, and even parents in the school community are part of the site-based hiring process. So, this is a one-size-fits-all proposal that sort of comes out of a national ed reform agenda. It doesn't take account at all to the best practices that have been developed in Seattle over the over many years.
Okay.
In that are evidenced by site-based hiring.
Jonathan Knapp, president of the Seattle Education Association, that's the teachers union, and you also heard from Dave Powell, their government affairs director for the Washington branch of Stand for Children, Washington. And this is before the state legislature. If you've got a view about it, you might want to contact your lawmaker and tell that lawmaker what it is.